welcome to Live Well Lifestyle with Perry A. Today we're talking about our Live Well section, and last month we had a very interesting topic on getting what you want. And a follow-up to that, we had a very small crowd, but got some really good feedback from people that it really hit them. And basically, as a brief overview, it was that we are endowed with the ability to create all of our desires through our thoughts and our beliefs, and the universe is designed to reply to your needs and desires beyond ways that we can perceive. All we have to do is ask, believe, and our own God-given birthright of worthiness and allow it in. Nothing needs to be earned. It was your birth gift from God. Therein lies your return to health, happiness, and prosperity. What you say is very important. If you're asking for more money and coming from a lack perspective, a needy perspective, you're really putting out, I don't have enough money, and that is what your emotional vibration is, so you're actually attracting more poverty. So today our topic is how to ask for what you want, how to shift your perspective and get that feeling in your body that, you know, this can really happen. So in going from that, we want to look at how to word your request from an I can do that perspective. So when you think you have more money, you need more money, you're coming from that I don't have enough, and there's little fear there, and we've lost our trust and our faith, and there's always a solution, always. When you continue to ask the question, you continue to practice the vibration of the question, which is different from the vibration of the answer. Did you get that? The vibration of the question is different from the vibration of the answer. But when you quiet your mind so that you are no longer keeping the question active, then the answer can come to you because you're not holding yourself in the tension of the unanswered question. You don't have to keep mailing the letter. Just visualize all you ask for coming to you. So that's the key to letting it in. So we ask for, instead of saying, I need more money, talk about what you need the money for. You know, I would like a new car with all the bells and whistles. I don't want to hold back and be chintzy. I'd really like to have all those little nuances that cars have this way. You know, they can nearly park themselves and drive themselves. And you don't have to know how. You don't have to know the money, where the money's going to come from or when it's going to come. But that's the belief you want to hold. That's the request you want. Or I would like a vacation cottage on a lake or river with a view of the water, something up high out of the flood zone. And then visualize yourself out there inviting your family out, everybody having a barbecue, going down to the dock, fishing and swimming, maybe having a boat, and see yourself decorating the cabin, fixing some flower beds outside. Just fix it up and notice that when you feel I want it and it's not there, it's kind of heavy. So we're going to talk about that a minute. First, you notice how your body feels with the thought, I don't have enough money. If you've ever been out of money and you had something coming up you wanted to do and you didn't know where you were going to get the money from without getting deeper in debt, notice how that feels, the fear of not being able to pay your bills. Where do you hold it in your body? Does it feel heavy or light? Does it feel constrictive? Is it in your shoulders like a weight, in your chest or your stomach? When I go to I don't have enough money, I feel it in my shoulders. It's like a heaviness in my shoulders. And then when I shift my perspective to what I want to use the money for, and I see myself in that row, in that car, I know the color that I want, and I'm driving down the road, and I can just talk to Siri and ask her, to take me to certain places or to dial a phone number for me while I'm driving. And I feel that, and the feeling of my body is altogether different. It's very open, it's exciting, it's possible. There's no limitations to it. Who would you be without the fearful limiting thoughts? If you just didn't have that fear thought, who would you be? Feel what that feels like. Anytime you're afraid of something, who would you be without that thought? Use that sentence and go to that. And what you get without the fear thought, you get to feeling free, a freedom, a sense of space, opportunity. It's kind of exciting. Okay, I lost my place here. Okay, when you're getting those feelings, either the heavy feelings or the light feelings, that is your signal you're not in alignment with Source, with the source of your true power, as they say in Star Wars, what do they call it? The Force be with you. So you can call that God or Source or whatever you like that helps you. But know that your true power, the true power of who created you, is as a deserving child of God in an abundant world. So that's what you were created for. Now, make a wish list on how it feels to do things that you previously believed you couldn't afford to. Notice you've already, so make a list. Make a big list. This is an imaginary list, so it doesn't hurt to dream big. I'd like to travel. I don't like to drive. I don't like to fly and have to make arrangements when I get there. Maybe bus trips, but I want to go with a fun group. And I'd like to go all over the United States. So that's just one thing. Even you can wish for a better improvement in a relationship. And you don't have to keep mailing the letter. Remember, once you ask for it, it's already been asked. You don't have to ask every day. But go to the feeling place as if you have it. And if you will spend 17 seconds holding the thought that you have it and feeling yourself in that space that you already have this, the universe will move to support you. Things will start happening. And it will be something you never could even have dreamed of happening for the way things come to you. There's a divine connection going on out there. Some people call it divine intervention. Some people call it coincidences or happy happenstance. I believe it's created by those thoughts you think. Instead of asking for more money, just keep visualizing what you want to spend it on. Make that list. Write down things you want. Make a scrapbook of vacation places that you want to see. Get some architectural books on new homes if that's where your imagination is going. And let your imagination design extravagantly. You can build a button as easy as you can build a mansion. Make a list of things you want in your next relationship partner. Give it a timeline. I'd like to meet this person in 6 months. And here's what I'd like. I'd like somebody with a sense of humor. Integrity, honesty, for me, a Christian, and, you want someone that's kind and compassionate and caring and responsible, and maybe you want someone who can help support you financially and in your dreams, but make that list and be very, very specific. I definitely would want somebody honest with a sense of humor that's creative, that's adventuresome, that'll just go west on a vacation, not have to have a plan, fly by their seat of the pants. Make that list and share it with someone. Now, I had a friend that did that with me. She was looking for a relationship, so I did it with her. And in 6 months, I found somebody. But she didn't. Every time she had a date with somebody, she would tell me, when he walked up to the door, I noticed his shoes. The poor guy didn't have a chance. She never got to know anything about him because she nicked it in the bud before it even began. She would look around and find something she didn't like about him, not something she did like about him, because she was coming from a fear base of a bad relationship, and she was afraid of getting into it. It was a want-don't-want situation. And so those are the things that keep you from getting what you want. When you continue to ask the question, you continue to practice the vibration of that question, which is different than the vibration of the answer. When you quieten your mind so that you no longer are keeping the question active. When you quiet your mind so that you no longer are keeping the question active, the answer can come to you because you're not holding yourself in the tension of the unanswered question. Does that make sense? When you quiet your mind and when you go to a walk and you quit thinking about it, you quit worrying about it, you quit stressing about it, you say, I've already asked for it. It's in your hands, universe. Bring it to me and I'm open to receiving. And then go for a walk and get it out of your mind, or put yourself in that walk in the place of the thing you asked for, with a happy family all around you, if that's the situation. With a relationship partner that you can go dancing and play and have fun with, as well as provide a nice home, and everybody doing their part. So visualize yourself there. This is very important, how we ask for things. And it's so easy to slip into that, how do you ask without coming from that place? So instead you change the perspective in the way you ask. I am looking for a loving, compassionate, mutual, supporting relationship. And I'm open to receiving that person in my life. And I know that I will have the discernment and know when the right one comes along. I trust that an angel is going to thump me in the head and say, this is it, go for it. I believe in angels, and whatever you believe in, it's your reality. I would like a new car with all those sensors in it for driving. And every time I get my car, I ask for angels all around me to protect myself and other people on the highway. And then I got to thinking, I've got a car with all my sensors. My sensors are angel. And believe me, they work. The other day I was pulling out and I looked and I did not see a car in sight. Unfortunately, I was pulling into the left-hand lane and there were three lanes. And just as I pulled out, a car out of nowhere came zipping by me, and I had thought there was nobody behind me and was going to slip over into that lane, and I just said, thank you, angels. I really believe that they're out there, and they help me in a multitude of ways. Angels are there to help us, and it can be an angel or it can be that coincidence. Whatever you believe will become your reality. You created the belief in the angels, so it's just a way to help you to believe. It's sort of like a ritual that helps you to get to where you want. It's all right to have rituals. Remember that you're the creator. You have to believe that the angels are there and they're going to help you for them to do that. So who created it? You did. How? By your thinking. This is how it works. I love what my friend Mike Dooley says. I'm going to save that to our closing remarks. I'm going to look. Usually we don't have questions during this session, but I'm going to see if we have any questions today. And we don't. I should get used to that. And I'd also like to ask anyone listening in if they have a story they'd like to tell of something they manifested when they started out, they didn't believe they could. Manifesting is fun, and you can start manifesting little things. Like, I'm in a hurry today. I'd like all green lights as I go through town. Now, that's believable. I have gone through Austin hitting, you know, synchronized lights, and it, going from South Austin to North Austin all the way up Lamar, you can hit those synchronized lights and don't have to stop. And when I ask for it, it's amazing how I get in that flow. And cars get in my way or move out of the way so I can stay in that flow at the perfect time. So this universe is quite big in having multiple energies out there that support us in all that we do. And all we have to do is ask them and believe in it. Sometimes I ask for help from my parents who passed away long ago. And I just say, okay, Dad, what would you do in this situation? Show me a way. And again, and it's an asking that receive. And something will come to me to remind me of my dad and how he would handle that situation. He was a great with people and a great problem solver. So he had a lot of wisdom, and my mother too. So I go to both of them. And those, we have a lot of support out there besides a good friend you can share things with. Have a dream building day and just go wild. Sit there and just see how big your dream can be. I want a tour bus with a driver to take me around, and I want it big enough for my friends, and I want the driver to be a mechanic so he can fix all the little things if we stop at RV stops, and I can take a group of friends and we can just tour the United States. Wouldn't that be fun? Yes. Do I know how it's going to come? No. Is there a possibility out there? Yes. I'm not going to get in the way of saying, oh, that can't happen because. I'm going to say, show me the way. Show me the way. And keep that door open for the possibilities. And I'd like to ask if anybody on the phone would like to chime in and give me a little feedback or tell me a story or share a story. They can share anything positive. It would be good. My son-in-law is, his motto for this year is being positive and being helpful. And he writes little emails and he reminds people to do something good for someone else. And he has his son has a very close friend that they've been in kindergarten together and everything. And this summer, his dad died in his 40s. He wasn't very old. And he had some diabetic issues and died. And his wife is just devastated. And she's trying to financially support the family now. They have two boys. And the younger son is Jack age. And they had to move. And he was wanting a basketball goal. So for his birthday, Jack and Sean went out and got him a basketball and goal and took it to his house and put it up. Didn't tell his mother, didn't tell him. And when he came home, he found he had a basketball goal. He was so thrilled. And he said, you know, it was worth every penny and all the time it took for us to set it up just to see his gratitude and appreciation. And when you do things like that, they come back to you. So sometime when your son is in need, somebody's going to do something for him. Believe me. So that's just how the universe works. So I wake up in the morning saying, what opportunities am I going to have in my life today? And I'm excited about the opportunity. I know they're out there. I know they're out there, and I ask that I can be aware enough to see them and take advantage of them and know which one is the perfect one. But I ask for that before I get out of bed. I say, oh, today is going to be a day with wonderful opportunities, and they're beyond my vision. Just like this phone call, I have no idea if anybody's listening in or if I'm influencing anyone or if they're getting the message or not. But I trust that it is, or I wouldn't be doing it. I could be at go fishing today. It's beautiful in Texas. So I enjoy doing that. It's kind of my way of fixing a basketball goal, just to share my insights. And I'm so appreciative of all you for listening to them. And I hope everyone gets something beneficial from it. That's my intention before I start. And as you know, I'm a big believer, if you've listened to me before, in intentions. Have an intention for the outcome of everything you do. If you can just remember, if you're going to, I try to teach my grandson to have an intention in his sports games or when he goes hunting or fishing, have an intention. We'll find a good spot to fish in and get some good fish. Or when you're hunting, that a big buck will come up. I have an intention today. I'm going to have an opportunity to get a big buck. Doesn't hurt to put it out there, and certainly helps guide the universe and helps things happen. When you start having an intention for a harmonious reunion with family and friends. Reunions can be kind of, you know, when you get a large family together, there's always someone that rattles your cage and irritates you. And so just have an intention that everything goes smooth and no one is irritated and we're all happy and can laugh things off. So use your intentions. Dream big. Dream on. Keep dreaming. And write it down. Make a scrapbook. You'd be surprised in 6 months what happens in your life to change. And be specific. If you want a new job, ask for what you want, where you want it, what benefits you want from the job, how close to your home do you want it. Be really specific. Opportunities for advancement, everything you want in that job. And wherever you start, if you do the best that you can be, you're going to go up the ladder. You'll be recognized. It's not something you have to push at if you just have the intention to do the best you can be. You know, I have the intention when I vacuum sometimes. I don't do it all the time, but just to do the best job I can. And that means moving furniture to vacuum behind it. Sometimes I take the lazy way out. I just go around on the floor where our most walking paths. But I don't get in the nooks and cranny, and I don't clean the baseboards. So once a month, I have the intention of doing the best I can do. And when I'm doing something, I think, now, is that the best I can do? And I could really do this, too. You know, I could get a rag with some spray on it, some dusting spray, and go down the baseboards to catch all the dust with the rag instead of trying to run a vacuum cleaner nozzle over it. So that's what it means by being the best you can be. So before you do something, if you want to be proud of it, say, am I doing the best I can? Is there something more I can do? Keep yourself on the edge and go for the brass ring. It's out there waiting for you. Okay, my closing thoughts. Since no one said they wanted to talk to me on the phone. My closing or false, did you know that it's perfectly okay, even highly ideal, to claim all is well amongst doubt and confusion? So even when you're in doubt and confusion, it's okay to say it's perfectly okay to highly ideal and claim that everything is okay, even in this situation. To be happy in spite of challenges. To laugh at problems, to dance without a partner, to sing without rhyme, to talk to inanimate objects. It's like the world was made just for you. Go forth and make it yours. Have a happy day, a wonderful week, and come in next next Thursday and join us for a clay seminar. Thank you all for listening in, and I hope there's some little nugget that you can take with you that'll make your life better today. You're the creator. You have the power, and the universe is designed to support you. So don't go hold back on your asking. Dream big and dream on. This is Perrier signing out.